cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at carearc.org.
KVOE News Time, 8:53, Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Emporia Imaginarium co-owner Melanie Curtis joining us on our morning show this today.
Melanie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. And I also have Dell here as well.
Ah, Dell Jacob joining us too.
Hey, Dell,
how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, glad to have you both in. So I guess it's time to talk a little bit about the way it sounds, some enrollment options here and some class openings. Melanie, please get us started.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we hold STEM education classes at Imaginarium, and we are beginning our spring enrollment, and we have a lot of great options for the kiddos. We have classes for kids anywhere from ages 4 to 13, and we can definitely go into some detail about some of these classes if you'd like.
Well, let's find out, yeah, what options are there for the parents to get their kids involved with STEM-wise at Imaginarium?
Well, we have some of our really exciting classes are Barbie STEM, and that's going to be really, really fun for the kids. We have a class called Lego Code and Construct, and that brings Lego and coding together. So the kids, they build robotics and moving parts with Legos, and then they're coding it on the computer to do what they want it to do. This one's really exciting, too. We have Minecraft EDU. So the class will be in their own Minecraft world together, and they'll be creating things. We have sewing and ocean animals, where they'll learn about a different animal each week. We have stop motion animation, where the kids create their own videos each week using that method. We have intro to STEM, and this is a really good one for families that are just a little bit curious about STEM, and maybe their kids are as well. And they do something different each week that's STEM related. So they get to dip their toes into a little bit of coding, a little bit of science, a little bit of sewing. They get to do a lot of, they get to do everything. So those are some of our classes that we have coming up. We have several others on our website too.
Very interesting topics.
Impressive.
And a lot, I'm sure that will excite the kids. So, Dell, let's talk about the classes themselves. How long do they last? What days of the week? How does that all work?
So they're typically 1 hour. We have a class called Mad Scientist. That's our only half-hour class, and they meet weekly, and then it's a monthly tuition.
Okay. Do the class lengths vary as far as the number of different classes per session?
It goes by semester.
By semester, okay. I have to ask, kind of, because you both have mentioned here about getting STEM really in front of children. Melanie, I'll ask you this, kind of what got you really targeting STEM as really the focal point of your business, and specifically when it comes to kids and letting them explore what you have available?
Well, so STEM careers are really blowing up right now, and STEM is just vital in every part of our community and world. There are so many opportunities for various science things, technology, the engineering, math. I mean, that is in every part of our world. And so we really wanted to bring the focus to our community so that our rural kids, Emporia is considered a rural area, could keep up with some of what the bigger cities are offering their kids. So we have children of our own. We would take them out of town to bigger cities to go do some of these fun learning things. And we just thought, wow, wouldn't it be great if we could have something like that in Emporia so people don't have to travel and can have those same experiences for their own children.
Yeah, great options for the spring semester. And when does the spring semester officially start, Melanie?
We start January 8th, okay. And it runs through the end of May. And typically with these classes, the kids enroll for the whole semester.
Okay.
But we do have some kiddos who are very active in sports. And so we've had several families ask, can we just enroll in half the semester because our kids play sports in the other half? And the answer is yes, you can do that. And we bill monthly. So just like if you were doing gymnastics or dance, we would do that and you would just pay for the months that you were able to come. And we are also part of a program from the state of Kansas called KEEP, K-E-E-P, Kansas Education Enrichment Program. And families who qualify for that will actually have their classes completely paid for. So they can go on to Google, just search KEEP for Kansas, and or contact us, and we can see if you qualify for that.
I have to ask really quickly before we let you go, Del, you know, you've got this wonderful list of classes that's up now, but I guess how much time are you and Melanie kind of brainstorming to see what else you guys may need to add to your current list for maybe, you know, looking at the summer months or something like that?
You know, we are always brainstorming, and we're constantly thinking of new ideas and making lists and like our dream list for the future. We also travel to other facilities and see what they're offering. And currently working on our summer camp program, so thinking of ideas for each theme that we'll have in our summer camp. So it's a constant process, and it's really fun.
Imaginarium located in the Emporia Main Street incubator space, which leads me to end with this. Melanie, Del, have you found a new location for Imaginarium yet?
We are in the process of that, and okay. That has been really exciting and fun, and we hope to make some big announcements soon.
All right.
Okay.
We'll take what we can get.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Melanie, thanks so much for joining us here today. Merry Christmas, and good luck here with the spring term.
Thank you all. We appreciate it.
Del, thanks so much for your time. Merry Christmas. Good luck.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Outstanding.
Imaginarium. They do great stuff. Their kids love it, too.
They do. Want to let you know here that Friday we've got What's in Outdoors taking up the Newsmaker 2 spot around 8:20 tomorrow morning here on KVUE. And we mentioned here last hour, next week's